Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, Ancient of Days, Eternal Majesty, the great moment was coming when the Eternal clothed in mortalness would cry that very distinctive newborn cry. To mark the moment, you filled the heavens with angelic messengers to proclaim to lowly shepherds the history-changing birth in fulfillment of the promise for the long-expected Messiah. Now, in our midst, this moment, may our hearts be aroused by the truth that this really did happen. So we are transformed by the glory and grace of God that fills this place. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one from me who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Mother Mary and her husband Joseph would be there. Perhaps some midwives too, a few cattle. As you know, the cattle were lowing. No fine linen, just swaddling clothes. No elegant palace, but a rough-hewn trough. A day that will never be duplicated. A day of untold wonder. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Have you ever wondered why Bethlehem instead of Jerusalem? Have you ever wondered why a manger instead of a palace? Have you ever wondered why shepherds and not Pharisees or Sadducees or even scribes? Why this most marvelous moment in all of human history is marked by its inconspicuousness? No paparazzi, no news hounds, no selfie sticks. A humble family huddled together, awestruck by absolute grandeur. The baby held in her arms is Almighty God. By this time, Elizabeth had given birth to her son, and the boy, named John, is now 6 months old. Zechariah's voice returned in a mighty miracle as the baby was 8 days old and celebrating his naming as John at the Brie. Remember what the angel of the Lord said to Zechariah? Do not be afraid. Do you remember the others to whom the angel of the Lord spoke? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, Joseph. And there's one more time the angel of the Lord spoke and said, do not be afraid. This time to shepherds watching their flocks at night. Night. A clear, star-filled night. Was it a dark night? Was it a night with a new moon or a full moon? Was it a night that the moon hadn't rose yet or the moon had already set? Perhaps the only light was their small campfire from cooking supper and now is stoked to keep them warm. Sitting around telling stories of the day or chatting about the next group of sheep to deliver to Jerusalem for the temple sacrifice. Jewish writings record that outside of Bethlehem, the sheep raised there were destined for temple sacrifice. Migdal Eder, the Tower of the Flock is what it was called, is the place where lambs were destined for the temple were born and raised. Each firstborn male lamb around Bethlehem was considered holy, set apart for sacrifice in Jerusalem. From generation to generation, the holy task was passed on from father to son to shepherd these sacred sheep. Separate out the firstborn male lamb. Protect the perfect lambs. Swaddle them to eventually herd them carefully to Jerusalem, where Jewish worshipers could purchase these special lambs to atone for their sins. It was in this area the firstborn of God would be born, destined to be sacrificed as the Lamb of God, atoning once and for all for the sins of humanity for all time. There among the sacred flocks of Bethlehem, the Messiah would be born. Who better than to be the first witness to come and adore and perhaps even care for the Lamb of God than these shepherds of Bethlehem? Sitting by their fire at night, passing the time, watching and keeping their sheep safe, suddenly, before them, an angel. Supernatural being before them and radiating all around them the glory of the Lord. Terror strikes them. And I don't think that word terror carries enough emotion with it. They were just terrified. Do not be afraid, the angel said. The enormity of the moment is such that heaven could not contain the joy, for God is doing something huge, and the angels are sent to sing the significance of salvation for the sins of all time, all humanity. For this first angel that appeared says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. As the shepherds are soaking in the angelic messenger's words, good news, great joy, town of David, Savior, Christ, meaning anointed one, Messiah, meaning anointed one, the Lord. All soaking in the moment. Baby swaddled in a manger. These keepers of the sacrificial lambs of atonement mull over the message with temple worship understanding. With care for newborn lambs, swaddling them to keep them from harm, hear about a newborn, anointed one, set apart, Messiah of the Lord, swaddled in a manger. Suddenly, angelic host fills the sky, more numerous than the stars, it seems. Music fills the air that has such an ethereal, otherworldly feeling, sending shivers of ecstasy, joy from head to toe. As the praises of God echo through the valley, reverberate across the plains, penetrate their souls. Glory to God in the highest! Glory to God in the highest! Glory to God, and it just fills the sky. And on earth, peace to men. Peace to men on whom his favor rests. On whom his favors rest, it echoes, it penetrates, it reverberates. With the richness of the sound, tone so pure, Lost in the moment, the shepherd stands silent with eyes soaking in the sights, ears filled with the sound. Then all is gone. Going as suddenly as it came. Eternal. Eternity closed off from the temporal. Seemingly frozen in time, they stand. Till one shepherd smacks his friend. Hey, let's go to Bethlehem. And all around it groups. Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that we've been told about, which the Lord has told us. Around the group, coming out of their awestruck moment, they agree. Let's go to Bethlehem. Messiah, Savior, swaddling clothes, the Lord. Did they drive their sheep or did they leave their sheep? We don't know. We don't know if they left the sheep on the hill or if they drove the sheep into Bethlehem. We don't know. What we do know is they hurried off and they found Mary, they found Joseph, and they found the baby of the sign swaddled, lying in the manger. Then they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. An angel appeared to us and said that a Savior was born, the Messiah, and we would know which baby, for the child would be swaddled and lying in a manger, a feeding trough. Then the angels filled the sky, praising God for this child. This is the child. This is the born to be Savior. Swaddled child, Messiah, anointed of God. Come, adore this child, the baby boy born here. Can you imagine what commotion spread through Bethlehem? Hey, why aren't you out in the fields watching the flocks? You filthy shepherd, get out of town. Go back to the fields where you belong. The Savior has been born. The Messiah is here in Bethlehem. A baby boy swaddled. The shepherds eventually returned to the fields. Such a sight, full of joy, glorifying and praising God, everything exactly as they were told. Do not be afraid. Just as the shepherds found everything exactly as they were told, you will find everything is exactly as you are told. The Holy Scriptures are true. They are the Word of God, and everything they say is exactly true. You are a sinner. You are separated by nature from God. There is nothing you can do about your nature condition. But the love of God for you is of such vastness that God's compassion did for you what you could not do. God made the way of forgiveness and salvation through Himself. God did not come as a moral teacher. He came as Savior. These past Sundays of Advent, we have been hearing, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Do not be afraid, Joseph. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, shepherds. And now you, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of supernatural incursions into your life. And do not be afraid of what life may bring. The Lord is working His will and His purposes to fulfillment. We still live in a broken world. Sin and disease and evil and wickedness still do nasty things, hurting and breaking people. Even in the face of these that bring anguish and heartache and uncertainty, do not be afraid. The promised messenger, John, prepared the way. Joseph was chosen to be the earthly daddy of Jesus. Mary believed the word of God spoken to her and willingly accepted what would happen to her. The shepherds believed the angelic message and found everything just as they were told. The promised Messiah, Jesus, has come to show how gracious and compassionate God truly is. Forgiving sin, redeeming souls, preparing a place for all who believe in heaven. As you can see from the richness of meaning surrounding the birth of Jesus in that place called House of Bread, Bethlehem, the bread of life first breathed a human breath. From that place of sacrificial lambs for atonement of sin, the perfect Lamb of God was delivered as a firstborn son. The shepherds who cared for and separated out the lambs for temple sacrifice were the first eyewitnesses of this perfect Lamb begotten of the Father to be Messiah, Redeemer, Lord. So, do not fear, brothers and sisters. For you can know with certainty that the Lord God Almighty loves you. You can be filled with hope. You can experience peace. You can overflow with joy. Because you know the love of the Father. You know God's love. And it's an everlasting love. There is no reason to be afraid. The Father in heaven loves you and will care for you here and now, and also in that moment when eternity breaks back into the temporal and the Lord Jesus Christ comes riding on the clouds of heaven. There is such a great day to come. That great day is coming when the angelic host will fill the skies once again and the Son of God will return in the fullness of majesty and glory. And you will find everything exactly as Scripture testifies will come. Remember this. This is about the Lord writing His will and grand purpose through history and through you. Be sensitive to what the Lord is doing in your life and those around you. Nurture the attitude of faith and believe the amazing testimony recorded in the Holy Scripture. Even when your prayers seem unanswered, trust the Lord. Even when pain, suffering, and worry happens, and the Lord appears silent, trust the Lord. Even then, do not be afraid. Seek the Lord who breaks into history and redeems. Seek the Lord whose power is unknowable. Seek the Lord in all things. Do not be afraid. I invite you to say with me, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. So together, Amen, come, Lord Jesus.